Welcome to episode 206 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. This week's episode is in complete contrast to the last, in which I discussed my recent artificially lit exhibition hall trip to the photography show. Instead, you join me on location overlooking the Needles, a set of three chalk stacks rising out of the sea on the westernmost point of the Isle of Wight, an island which sits just off the south coast of mainland UK. Now, in my excitement during recording, I think I referred to the Needles as being on the south of the island. Geography has never been my strong point, so apologies for this. Anyway, my reason for being on the island recently was that I needed to shoot some pictures for a forthcoming magazine feature. A fast-paced weekend taking in many of the sights provided plenty of imagery, and the Needles was just one of the attractions on my photo checklist. So welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 206. It's just before 10 o'clock in the morning, and as I record this, I am walking down a set of steps along a cliff edge on the Isle of Wight, which is an island just off the south coast of the UK. Now, I'm on the island for 2 days, and it's a weekend as I record this, and the reason I'm here is because I'm putting together a feature for an outdoors magazine, and it's all about camping on the island. And of course I have to have pictures of some of the main attractions. Now, of course I've got stuff, sort of like a stock of images already, I've had for a long time, but things get dated. And of course, because this article is aimed at people who are families and tourists and all this sort of thing, you can't have out-of-date pictures. It just doesn't work. So what I'm doing is I'm walking along this path here, and I'm trying to get a clear shot of the Needles. Now, the Needles is a chalk sort of cliffs along the very southern tip here of the Isle of Wight, and the Needles stretch out into the water. And there are a number of places that you can get the kind of iconic shots of the Needles. And one of them is from the cliffs here. And I'm just trying to, at the moment, just get my bearings thinking about where is best. Now, I'm not going to be paying to go in to see there's like a fort here, and obviously it tells you the history of the Needles in the war and all that sort of thing. I'm not going to be doing that. I have managed to work with local tourism people, marketing people, basically saying, look, I'm going to be coming over to the island, putting together this feature, can you help me with passes and getting in and all this sort of thing? They are, generally speaking, and in fact I haven't had any refusals on this occasion, they're more than happy to help. So I'm just having a stroll along, trying to get these pictures, seeing where I can stand, and if these people can help me out. On my back I have a backpack. It's a low pro backpack. It's got a number of cameras in, I'll talk about in a while, but I just wanted to give you this little introduction, because this isn't the most interesting bit. This is just kind of seeing where I am allowed to go. Of course, as I walk along here, there's fences which stop you going, you know, up into areas where the chalk is crumbling away, so it would be dangerous. So I'm just having a wander, seeing where I can go to get these shots. Got another flight of stairs here. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pause things, see if I can talk to someone. Don't know if anywhere it's really open at the moment. And then I'll catch up with you in a while, once I am sort of set up, or just about to set up to take some pictures. Okay, so I'm now stood overlooking the needles. And I've just been having a chat with a couple of the people that work here, and they coordinate the visitors. So this is going to be quite quick because I am working quickly. I've got two cameras in my bag. I've got my Nikon D3 and I've got my D800. I'm just switching over lenses because I always leave the D3 set up with the 80-200 because it fits best in the bag. So I'm just setting that up, moving things around quickly. I might get interrupted in a minute, you never know. But what I'm going to do is leave my bag here. I've also got a compact tripod, but I don't think I'm going to need that. I'm going to leave those things there. I'm just going to take a little walk. It's a little bit hazy, which is not ideal. But let's see, setting up at ISO, we'll say ISO 200, see what that gives us. F8, because I want to make sure I've got lots or plenty of depth of field. I'm just going to frame up, and I again apologise for the wind here. I'm on the tie clip microphone, so you probably notice a difference in the audio quality. Just going to frame this up. This is giving me 400th of a second at F8. Just do a quick shot there. I'm going to have to probably cut through the haze. Let me just zoom in. That's right, that's working quite nice. Not really a lot I can do here. Just get a couple of shots. Going to go, as I've got the flexibility, I'm going to go to F16 for 100th of a second. There's a bit, this fence that I'm sort of leaning on here, it's a linked fence, so it's not absolutely sturdy, but F16, quick shot, framing up portrait. There we go. Now, ideally, of course, I would have a blue sky, and it's all a bit hazy, so I'm just cutting out the sky for now. Not the best shot, but I have to go with what I've got. Just working the exposure compensation at the moment. I'm up to plus one f-stop. The sun is trying to come through, a bit hazy. I'm shooting a portrait shot as well, because for the lead shot it might be that they want to have that with the text overlaid if it's a single page opener. Can't even really see the horizon at the moment. That's okay for the moment. I'm just going to move around, see if I can find another angle. I'm going to just go down to the fence, looking straight on at the needles. This might be too close for this lens. Let's see. Oh, it's okay, just about. So I'm going to focus on, you've got essentially 1, 2, 3 main chunks of rock before it then goes really to the mainland, essentially. I'm going to go left to right, so it's going diagonal from top left down to bottom right. There's a lighthouse there, so that's at the very top. Just going to get a tight shot down. That's quite good. I'm right at the limits of this, the 80mm end here. I might change my lens in a minute. Let's just see. Oh, that's okay. Got a bit of the grass in there. And say this isn't ideal, but what I'm going to do is probably have to work a bit of Photoshop just to try and cut out a bit of the haze. Of course, I could have some sort of a filter. I could have a polarizing filter, or I could have a UV filter that cuts out UV light, but I haven't got either of those with me at the moment. Just check my bag, still on the hill. Yeah. Shooting vertical again, just concentrating on the lighthouse and the last two slabs of rock. Really not a lot going on with that light. It's trying to come through, but unfortunately I don't have the luxury of time with this. Oh, here we go. Having said that, the light's just coming through. Oh, it's so much better on days where you've got fine weather, blue skies. But this is not a portfolio piece, you know. As I was explaining to someone before, these are just pictures that illustrate the needles and what to see, where to go. Okay, I'm just about at the limit here. I think what I'm going to do is go back up the hill to see if I can find a different angle. I really don't think there's a lot more to be doing here. There is a bench here and I can see that people have been stood on it already, and it's not near the edge, so I'm just going to do what everyone else has done and climb up. Why not? There we go. Going to go back to F8, still at the same settings, ISO 200 and plus one exposure compensation. That's good, that's looking nice. The sun's just come out again, just framing up differently. That's it. Let's have a quick look at the, that's blowing out a bit, so down to plus 0.7 on the exposure compensation. This is a bit of a whirlwind. There we go. I reckon that's going to be it, nearly. Now, I might have to go back and reshoot some of these because that light has come out and I want to get the better light. So, that's better. This is not so bad now. It's really making them stand out from the water, which is kind of grey. That's it. Really not a very exciting picture, but it's enough just to lift it. And where it's a bit chilly here, my glasses and the viewfinder have frosted up a bit. There we go. I think that's going to be it, you know. Don't think I'm going to get much better than that. I'm going to just go to the very top of the hill here. A bit more breezy. Let's see. Am I able to go on there? Looking across. Oh, that's better. That's nice. Yeah, I'm happy with this. Just framing up just outside of the fence. There we go. It's kind of important sometimes to have a reference to the land. And if I can get that, that's brilliant. Let's go jump up here. Now the fence is in the way up here, just working my way round. And now the land is cutting in. So again, just seeing what we can do. Going to stay this side of the fence, but just put the lens across there. Going to go to f5.6. This is just another angle. This is starting to come together now. It's a different angle. In fact, it's an angle I've not seen because I want to give them space for text. So the needles are sort of off to the right-hand side, so an empty space on the left just of the sea. It's quite nice. Can you just frame up a vertical shot? There we go. Let's have a look. Just review the pictures, make sure they're sharp. That's lovely. This lens is 80-200 f2.8. It's still a lovely sharp lens, old film lens on this D800. It's lovely. So there we go, the sun's just coming through. Still, I reckon by the time when I go, ironically, it's going to be absolutely perfect. There's a bit more colour coming in the sea. The thing is, I can't hang around too much. That's nice. Just, it's one of those things, I'm taking a few extra shots just when I think I'm done, because you never know. There we go, just one more vertical shot, and then I'm going to maybe go and see if I can cover another angle from the other side. So there we go, perfect. I think we're there then. So what I'm going to do is thank the people very kindly for their assistance. Everything's going to be covered in chalk now. So I'm going to keep the camera out because I think I'm going to be shooting long lens for these anyway, all the way through. So there we go. I was just talking to the one of the members of staff here actually, and saying that what makes my job so much easier is having the cooperation of these marketing and managers and all these sort of people. You know, I've said this many times, I know I'm legitimate doing what I'm doing. They just need to have the faith that I am who and what I say I am. So anyway, I'm going to leave it there for a moment, and if I find something else in a moment, I will catch up with you and talk a little bit about where I am and the shots I'm just about to get. Okay, so that went really well. Really friendly people, really accommodating, as I say. Now I'm just a little bit out of breath because I forgot how how steep some of the hills are here. I was almost about to head back, but I just noticed that there's another point further round even than I was expecting, round the coastline here with the Needles, and there's a bunch of tourists actually at a lookout point. So I'm just really quickly hoping they're going to stay there. Perfect. So really quick, f6.3, zoom in, 8200 still. There we go. What's happening there? That's nice, a little bit bright. Take it down to plus 0.3, and it's a good point actually, saying about the you know, having your camera ready to go. I was move along a bit. I was taking some very quick, hasty shots on the way over from the mainland yesterday, and of course I hadn't checked what my camera was set up, and it was set at plus 0.3 stops and ISO 400 and what have you from a previous shoot that I'd done, and everything blew out. So always check to see what's going on. This is nice. F10, got two of the big stacks from the Needles there. Group of tourists. There are people just starting to come across. It's just after 10:30 now, so people are just starting to be allowed in to the battery to see the exhibition. There we go. It's important to get people in the shot because it gives a sense of scale. So I'm just going to go wider. Always gives me this the chance to crop. I'm going to go F16, 125th of a second, focusing on the Needles. Okay, let's just go a little bit wider across. Here we go. That's it. Wait for people to be standing up. Some of them are just crouching over and stuff. That's nice. Turn around, lady. I'm always talking to my would-be subject. That's nice. Really good. Just going to, whilst I'm at it, going to get a shot. Going to go back to 5.6. Got a vertical shot here because we've got the cliff in the foreground. That's nice. The sun is, you know, it's doing its thing. Not ideal. That is really good. The other thing on the way up here, I was just walking up the hill, and it's quite steep. If ever you come over here, just be warned. And I saw the bus. There's a tour bus that goes all around the island, and it was on my shot list that I wanted to get, and I saw it there, and I kind of ran up the hill, and I went to the driver, and I said, oh, are you just about to go back down the hill? And of course he said he was. I said, well, would you be kind enough just to wait for, like, literally the time it takes me to change camera? And I've got my D3, my 80-200, my D800, and a 24-70. So I needed the 24-70 on my D800, so I did that, and I got about three or four shots before I decided, you know what, I'm going to let him get on his way. Oh, now, hang on, there's a chap here, still the same view. This guy is pointing, but he's pointing in the wrong way. I want him to be pointing towards the Needles, really. Let's see. And they need to be looking at the Needles. I can't really shout across the cliff to them. I see a bird is just about to fly into view, hopefully. Come on. No, it's gone the other way. There's a few breakers in the distance. It's very bright. My eyesight's kind of playing tricks on me a little bit here. A bit like when you get snow blindness. It's not quite that bright, but there we go. Oh, they're doing a selfie. Fair enough. That's okay. Selfies are good. I love people doing selfies in shots. Let's have a look. That's nice. That is almost a better shot than what I was getting from the battery. It's a bit hazy, like I say, but that's going to cut through. With what I'll probably do in camera raw, I always work on a tiny bit of sharpening. The exposure is generally okay. Put a little bit of the black channel in there. That cuts through haze, and it kind of beefs up the richer tones. So, as I said before, I don't have any filters with me today. So that is another way around it. Now, the people have... they're almost going, but I can see there's a little tiny boat in the background, so I'm going to go F16, focus on the Needles again. People are... oh, they've gone. Can I get a wider shot? If that boat's quick... No, it's not going to work. Never mind, I'm going to get a shot of the Needles with the boat in the background for good measure. That's it. That'll do, I think. I'm not going to waste around here all day, I've got too much to do. So I reckon that is just about it. So, good. Excuse me, sniffing. Warming up a little bit here. Let me just check something for 1 second. Here we go. Right, now, slightly more leisurely stroll across. That boat is still there as I walk along, so I'm just going to take another closer shot. Still F16. That's nice, do a vertical shot for good measure. If you're shooting for publications, or anything actually, it's always worth getting a vertical shot along with your horizontal, or vice versa, whichever is your approach. So, one thing I will just speak about is, some of you might be listening and you might be aware of the needles and the battery, where you can go and hear about the history of, you know, the sea defences and all that sort of thing. You might be wondering why I didn't take any pictures of the exhibition space in there. Well, I've got a number of places that I'm visiting, some of which are visitor centres, that have got those kind of quite static, you know, exhibition space museum type look about them, all the kind of artificial light and what have you. The needles, the biggest attraction with the needles is the needles themselves. So I don't feel the need to do these other things. And also I'm on a bit of a time scale this morning. So I've kind of left those be for the moment. And I don't think I'm going to bother. What I'm probably going to do is go across to a place called Alum Bay. And that is... excuse me a second. Hi there. So I'm going to go to this place called Alum Bay, and there's actually a chairlift, almost like a ski lift, that comes down the hillside, down the cliffs. And there is a classic shot, which has been done to death, but it's kind of what a lot of people want to see, where you have the chairlift sort of in the foreground with the needles in the distance. So I'm not going to be recording that. I think we've got enough of this, but I will certainly be going to do that, and then I'm heading off across the island to take in some of the other things that are, to, you know, attractions for leisure and families and all this sort of thing. Of course, as and when anything more comes of this article, the publication date is in a few months' time, so once that goes out and goes live on the newsstands, I will of course be letting you know the progress on that. But I hope that's been of interest to you. It's sort of, you know, a different location. It's off the mainland, which is nice. If you're thinking of coming to the Isle of Wight, please do. It's a lovely place. There's so much to see. I'm not being paid by the tourist board to say that. but yeah, really, really nice location. And for photography, it's just, you know, there's just so much to see and so much to train your lens on. You'll be, you know, beside yourself. So, there we go, another location, another set of pictures. So for now, I will leave it there.
Seeing my work in print still remains one of the most rewarding aspects of what I do, and I can't wait to share the feature spread with you all in the fullness of time. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Giles Babbage. There's a Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.